down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, you're awesome, up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals a card. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Ready as a dog bite, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun.
Texas Radio. Hey, that was Johnny Cash. And when was the last time you, when was the first time you heard that song? Oh yeah, it's a song about a fiddle player going up against the devil. But really, isn't that a parable of life? Because, well, the world around us is hell, my friends. There's a lot of stuff going on in this world, and it's just not right. But as you listen to that song, Johnny Cash, Devil Went Down to Georgia, you kind of, well, you get this idea that there's a little fiddle player and he's just chilling, and, you know, this devil comes up and says, "Well, hey, I need your soul, and I bet you." Okay, sure, I'll kick your butt. Okay, now, that happens in life, right? You know, we're challenged on many different fronts, and it's not necessarily some red guy with horns, and, you know, he doesn't necessarily want to play fiddles with us, you know, but he might be messing with us for sure. You know, hell can be seen in many different ways. And England, last night I went to bed and I woke up and I said, "Man, no, not again." Yep, but I knew that was going to happen again. Last night we had some rampage on London Bridge and three guys in a van, you know, all in the name of God, or they call God Allah. They decide. Good idea to drive a truck, a van, across a bridge, you know, trying to hit as many people as possible, and, you know, get out of the truck and start stabbing and cutting people and so forth. And yeah, there's something wrong with that. there's a lot wrong with that, you know, believing, well, hey, you know, I don't know about their God, but I don't know that that was the right thing to do. They hurt a lot of people. They killed a lot of people. And they changed the world in a negative place. Now, we're going to have to see how that came out. But I just want to comment a little bit on that little story, right, that's emerging right now. And it's not emerging like they usually do. They don't have, well, I don't know what they have. Usually a story, you really don't hear the truth about it for about 100 and some odd days. So, but, you know, today, tonight, whatever, they're going to have their IDs and everything, and they'll know exactly what they were thinking in their head because they had Facebook profiles. One of the things that I was reading this morning, right, it's kind of amazing, is, well, the cops did a great job of responding. You know, they were there within 8 minutes. I'm kind of like going, man, that whole incident, 8 minutes is a long dang time. Guys running around with big knives and, you know, just imagine if they did the right thing, right, and actually just let their people defend themselves. You know, London is in a place of chaos. The U.S. is slowly slipping into chaos, and we don't know how far and how fast that's going to happen, but it's going crazy in Europe. So they need to arm their citizens, not citizens, all the people over there. Let them carry. Because I'll tell you what, the cops would have been there in 8 minutes, right? But the guys would already be dead. So what do we got? The government, the United Kingdom, whatever the heck that is, right? England, London, they killed all those people by all the stupid laws, right? Let people have firearms. Bring them back into style. Open carry, concealed carry, some damn thing. Protect the people. Don't let that happen, huh? Okay, moving on. Yeah, actually, we'll just keep moving forward, and then we'll bring on the guys. You know, there's been an increase of violence in this world and intolerance. A lot of the intolerance has been coming from what they call the left, right? Barack Obama and his, cadre of hate, right? You know, I hate race. I'm a racist. Or he doesn't say he's a racist. But he is, right? He's stirred racism more than anybody else that I can even imagine in my lifetime. If Martin Luther King kind of brought people together and dealt with love, right, you know, and he did to a certain extent. He wasn't the radical type that Barack Obama was, the globalist and the hate monger. They've stirred all these groups to such a frenzy. You know, we've got professors out in Berkeley beating on people with bicycles. Oh, my God, really? Yeah, they wouldn't even have gone after that guy if it wasn't for the internet grabbing him and dragging him in, and they're sitting there going, well, we like your, you know, you're protesting that event, right? And we don't mind you beating up on him, but just don't get caught. So what are they going to do with that guy? I don't know, that's all to come. But that group that was out there in Berkeley is, well, they're coming to Texas. They want to play. You know, all this thing about, you know, Confederates, we hate the Civil War and we want to tear down statues and delete the past. Yes, folks, it's coming to Texas. It's not Georgia. It's Texas. Good morning, Doc. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Welcome, everybody. How you all doing?
I think everybody's okay. Well, I don't know. I can't even see into their house or anything like that. But the NSA probably can. Hey, Alan, are you there?
Yeah, I am, Steve. And you must be omniscient because I was watching that live on Russia Today, and I heard that those guys jumped out of the band with fiddles and were just really annoying people down there.
Yeah, I don't think that the Islamic faith is big into fiddles, so that would have been kind of like terrible, right?
It's as good a story as any other.
Yeah. I don't know where this one. Oh, I don't know about these things, man. They drive me absolutely bonkers, you know, all of a sudden. And you go, is it real or is it Memorex? And, you know, what difference does it make? Is it in your backyard? It's in somebody's backyard. And, well, actually, Alan, they asked for it. They've been doing that. Their practices, right? You know, listen, I wouldn't let somebody in my house with a Uzi if I can't carry anything in my own house and say, come on in, have all my food, whatever, right? it's just stupid, and I don't know. It's insane. It's insane, Alan.
Well, you know, you're in a place where you have to be of a certain age to buy a plastic butter knife. You know, and all through this, even the people that, you know, they, like I said, I was watching Russia today. You know, they had someone down there live on the street, and they had cameras down there, and they were running around. You know, and I was watching the whole scene, and besides the eerie blue lights and, you know, guys standing around with guns, which weren't citizens, they were the police department and the military, they were, you know, the people weren't really just rushing, oh, here now we've got the crowd makes its break for it. I'm seeing other footage here now. But watching it live, the police were standing around like, hey, Joe, what are you going to do later on, you know? There wasn't any sense of panic that I saw. I don't know. But it could be real. It could be Memorex. But
8 minutes is a long time. 8 minutes is a long time. Did you see the... Go ahead.
Like I said, the one thing that they never did say is, why don't we let the public be armed so they can protect themselves? You know, everything they said was, let's bring the government in. The government could have done a better job. The government could have done this. The government could have done that. Why not let the people defend themselves?
Right. Well, right now they're saying the government will do better. Right? It's like, oh, okay. How are you going to do that, huh? Oh, you're going to take away...
Stationed? No, someone will be stationed in every bar, in every house. You'll have a government agent with a machine gun stashed in your house, and you'll be safe then. And you'll have to go through checkpoints everywhere you go. It'll be your papers, please, bend over, spread, you know, take your pants down, bend over, and spread your cheeks. We're going to, you know, people are complaining that, oh, you know, when we went into this Manchester thing, they didn't even look in everyone's bags or under their coats or under their clothes or anything. You know, we've been complaining about that for a long time. And so what's going to happen? What do you think will happen? It's going to be a complete military police lockdown.
Yeah, that's probably right. What do you think, Doc? Are you watching One American News? They talk about it at all?
Well, yeah, and it's the same old thing here lately. You open the floodgates. Nobody should lock their door. Everybody should be welcome. And then what happens is all these actions, even in this country, take place where the bad guys know that people don't have guns to fight back and defend themselves.
Yep. And it seems too simple. But obviously, you know, never let a good tragedy go to waste, or however that's, you know, actually put. I think that you're probably right, Alan. They're going to have whatever kind of assault rifles, whatever kind of automatic weapons that the cops carry in London. They're going to have those on every corner. They'll have more cameras. And at least they'll be able to view the deaths, right? We could have them live streamed to YouTube if it seems people like that stuff. No.
That would be great. You know, it would make me feel safer over here in America. You know, I guess we're supposed to be in fear, too. You know, I don't live in a big concentration of people in a giant city packed in like rats, which I, in my opinion, that's not how we're supposed to live anyway. But, you know, it'll be coming here. Don't worry.
Well, I am worried, and I think you're right. It is coming here. It's actually getting closer and closer. Let's just see where it is. And I want to correct something because I'm getting hit from all different angles. That was not Johnny Cash. That was Charlie Daniels. You know how much Steve knows about country music? Nada. Butkus. You know, sorry, guys. I just remember that dang song. You know, so... my apologies, Johnny, Charlie, great song. I like Johnny Cash, too. Okay, so on the same note, where are we with that, right? So we got the jihadists. They're well-armed. They're well-funded. We're continuing to fund them. We give them all the media exposure that they need to keep building this thing in Europe, right? So it's going to build and build and build and build, right? And here in the United States, we've got the dang snowflakes, right? We've got the snowflakes out there. And they're entitled. They're 30-something. They're living at home with mom and dad, and their dad and mom have to pay their cell phone bill or don't have to pay the cell phone. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're living at a friend's house or something like that. Somebody else is supporting their life. They've figured out a way to do whatever because all their friends are doing whatever. They don't care. They've been indoctrinated. They've gone to the schools. They've gone to the camps, right? Indoctrination camps, if you would. And they've been told, well, the white people have been bad for a long time. And now it's time to, well, acknowledge that. A couple weeks ago, we had that little event where a very liberal teacher, right, you know, he believed he taught affirmative action at the school. And I don't want to get into the details of the whole thing. And, you know, they decided they didn't want white people at the school. And that was okay. But he said, no, I teach about diversity, and that's not okay. And they said their favorite words, racist. You're dang racist. Man, is that insanity? Could you imagine being in that guy's head, Alan?
Touche. What do you want to say to him, you know? This is what they've been instilling. They've been instilling total helplessness, and the white people are all the devils. They're the white people that are bad. The white people are bad, you know. All your woes are because of the white people, you know. And none of these people that are, none of these blacks or Mexicans, you know, they were never slaves. They were, you know, they want this entitlement and everything. But, you know, what do they have to do with it? They've been living on entitlements most of their life and special privileges and special black organizations and special Mexican organizations and this and that and everything except for white. You know, the whole thing has gone crazy. They've been instilled with this crap in the colleges. So people, don't send your children to schools to become even more stupid.
Right. Please. Definitely, that would help. I had this conversation several days ago with a Mexican friend of mine, and I'm telling you, he isn't, you know, he's a Mexican citizen, and he's here in the United States legally, right? You know, he went through the whole process, and it was a long process. His parents started it when he was young, and it took 20 years for him to get his legal residency, you know, status in the United States. But, I'm sitting there going, well, they really, us whiteys, us gringos. And he says, yeah. And he says, and I'm like, well, and the blacks hate us more. And he says, well, a lot of the Mexicans hate the blacks. And I remember the Filipinos hate the blacks. And this, and I'm kind of like going, stop it. You know, it's not about color. It's about how you act. But, you know, that racism thing, I can't remember a part of my life, Alan, that it's been so bad. Right, so many different people calling everybody racist without, you know, you go, well, no, I love people. You're a racist. You just don't know it. That's insanity, Alan.
Right. You know, I keep hearing, you know, up until last night, I was going to want to talk about, you know, a little bit of what's going on over in the Philippines, because when Duterte came out and basically said, America, get out of here. I'm tired of it. You're letting the drug dealers, you're helping them, you're assisting them. You know, you're increasing the flow of drugs through my country, and I'm going to stop it. So he started killing all of these, you know, all these drug dealers and everything. Just not putting them, not giving them trials, not putting them, you know, in prison, but killing, just flat out killing them. You know, and the drug trade is very much slowed down over there in the Philippines. And I was wondering how long it would take until all of a sudden they started having terror attacks over there, and it wasn't too long, of course. And another thing, you know, I keep hearing these phrases being thrown out. Of course, last night I heard, you know, they hate our freedoms. You know, they were bringing experts on of one type and another. And I keep hearing Class of Civilizations, which, gee, who's one of my favorite authors, Steve, who have several books talking about the Class of Civilizations and such?
Joseph
E. Farrell. Yeah, it's amazing. I've got to throw this out. One of the experts that they interviewed here, this guy was on talking about, you know, all the technical stuff and this and that, and this guy was listed as an author, a bomb technician, and a motivational speaker. If there's three phrases that go together that scare me more, I don't know what they would be.
Wow, that's crazy. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back after the break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Public of Texas Radio, 1-800-313-9443 if you feel like talking about something. Otherwise, we've got it covered. Hey, this show, I'm trying to show you the world that is absolutely insane, right? There's a lot of changes going on, and I can talk about so many different things. We're talking about the Philippines, right? They were tired, literally tired of all the U.S. shenanigans. And, they took action, and I don't know, Alan, I don't know if that was right or just, it's done, right? You know, a criminal's a criminal, but do they deserve a trial or a hearing or just, you know, instant justice? Huh, that gets me, right, when you just go killing people, you know, randomly without any kind of due process, but I'm not in his shoes. I'm not in their shoes. I don't understand the Philippines. Doc, what did you think about that subject?
Well, it's not as well explained to us because, like you said, we're not over there and we're not living it. And so if these drug dealers are killing people, which it sounded like, then it's more than just dealing drugs, and I guess he's fighting it as a terrorist thing. But if they were just selling drugs, you're right. They deserve some kind of due process. So it's going to be hard. And like Alan said, we don't ever know the real story. And depending on what news place you watch and what country's bringing it to you, we seem to get bits and pieces. So it's really hard to say. If they're terrorists and he's killing them, that's fine. If they're just drug dealers, they deserve some kind of due process and need to be proved guilty before they're executed.
Okay. Well, when I say there needs to be some kind of due process, I would not subject, I wouldn't subject them to the United States legal system, right? That's just bad law. It's broken, and there's no fixing it, right? So if you sat there and tried to, you know this guy's jerk, dick, whatever. Let's measure them by a bunch of words that keep changing the meaning. Yeah, that's not the right thing to do. So that might have been one of the problems. Maybe the Philippines is still, a territory of the United States, and probably boss them around, and they have a similar stupid legal system. I don't know. That's too crazy. Hey, everything's going crazy. Everything's going sideways, right? You got your snowflakes going crazy in the United States, or let's just call them anti-fascists, right? Huh? Anti-fascists. Hey, did they show up over at the Bilderberg meeting that's happening right now? No?
Of course not.
I thought those people in that room were all fascists. Oh, of course not. They don't even know what's going on, and they're probably too busy playing with their rectangle, their iPhone, their little iPad, whatever. But it's all a distraction, is it? We were talking to Ken last week or the week before, and he was talking about, they're getting ready to pull a big distraction out. So I'm watching that, right? And so the big distraction, let's see if Ken's right. The big distraction is Antarctica, right? I've had lots of conversations about Antarctica here at home since that initial conversation that Ken threw forth. And, his postulation is, everything's going to start going south, and they're going to need a big distraction. And they've been kind of aware of this for a long time and different people. And so this is where our show gets a little woo-woo, folks. Because they've been talking for a long time about things that happen in the Antarctic, right? I mean, there's a lot of people that have been traveling down there, and what were they traveling down there for? We don't know. Some say that they're looking at ancient civilizations. I'm talking old things, right?
Giant pyramids that have been found, et cetera, et cetera. You're right. You're on track. Keep going.
They also talk about, they talk about Hollow Earth, right? And some other beings, humans, advanced that live down there. I don't know which one's true. I don't know if either one of them's true, but they've been documented through through the course of our history. Admiral Byrd took a carrier fleet down to the Antarctic to do what? Huh? Right after World War II, and you can actually see him talking about, going down there. There's a YouTube video here. We're going to go down there and look at some penguins. What the hell do you have bombers, carriers, subs, and destroyers for? Greetings, penguin. Right? I don't know. So we could be going there. We're talking about a total societal collapse. Even the left, whatever that means, the CNNs, these touchy-feely guys, right? I won't say anything. They're cracking under their own steam. They're sitting there, they thought all the rules were, theirs to be made up. They'd sit there and do just about everything, but was there a crack? Or was it on purpose when the stupid comedian goes ahead and does a photo shoot with a bloody head of Donald Trump? Really? Okay, I saw that the first time. I'm going, wow. Okay there. Yeah. This business as usual, but everybody didn't like it. Now it's the poor girl. She's being destroyed by Donald Trump, and then they keep stepping in it, right? They've exceeded what they can do, and it's not really going really well for them. So, I don't know. Can I define going really well for them? Maybe that's the plan in the first place. I don't know. We've been talking about how well this Trump show has been, Alan? Is it have they leveled it up one notch?
Can we sit here and tell everyone what the truth is, Steve? No, but we can pretty much tell them what the truth is not. you know, and that's not what we're being presented with. That's not the truth. So, you know, that's about all we can do at this point in time until it actually comes out and we experience it. You know, there is no way that we can say what the exact absolute truth is, but we know what the lies are. You know, we're pretty much figuring that out. I think a lot of people are pretty much figuring out what the lies are. A lot of people just don't want to accept what the truth might possibly be, but it will come out eventually, I hope, in time here. You know, hopefully it's not too daggum much longer. But, yeah, that's about all we can do at this point.
Yeah, I'm not too sure where we are in this game, if it's a game, if it's, you know, for real, right? Trump actually understands the lay of the land, and he's trying to, you know, do this or that, or, you know, global warming, right? Old Trump decided to get out of the Paris thing, and then all the greeny weenies are sitting there going, oh, man, control cow farts, right? You know, it's going, man, you guys just don't get it. And then they claim science. They claim science, but they don't respect science. Hey, how about a debate? You know, why don't we actually address the facts? Let's have some of those, you know, scientists get up on stage. Yeah, you know, we'll put our guy and they can put their panel or whatever. Let's just talk some facts, right? But no, the debate is over, they claim.
Right.
But maybe,
right.
Maybe yeah. It isn't.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're gonna attach bags to cows' rear ends so that when they flatulate, we catch all the methane. It doesn't go into the atmosphere, but they don't say anything about who knows how many undersea vents from volcanoes that are melting methane and everything down at the seafloor. You know, the world has gone crazy.
Oh yeah, well, let's hit the break. We'll be right back, and we're gonna bring on Ken and see what he has to say. He's probably chomping at the bit right now. Hold on, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health when your health is not up to par.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now, it's tooth and nail, and it's time for me to set my sails. Once we agree to set us free, it'll give us time to realize this love will set a poor demise. If you and I will miss it for the
And
welcome.
It is June 4th, and I didn't know where you were, Steve. I was going to bring us back in. I don't know if I was on air or not.
Well, I was on mute, but hey, yeah, it is June 4th for sure. Republic of Texas Radio, 1-800-313-9443. We're talking about, well, the Philippines and the Antarctic, that crazy little place. And Ken's going to join us here in a second. He was trying to dig up some footage that he just recently saw of, well, pyramids, because they're like everywhere, you know. And I saw something on pyramids before, Ken, actually just recently this week, where they're sitting there debunking the fact that there are pyramids all throughout throughout our planet, because, well, that's actually just caused by the water when we went into the ice age just running down, and they just make pyramids everywhere, and so that's where they all came from.
It's just coincidence, don't worry.
I'm being facetious, it's a coincidence. I don't know, right? So the pyramids in Giza, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and those and that same alignment is all over the planet. You know, there's not just a pyramid here and there. There are a series of pyramids all over the planet, and they apparently have all basically the same alignments and everything else. So, Yeah.
So anyway, the footage I saw yesterday was cell phone footage, and it looked like it was in the back of a transport plane. The back door was open, the big door where they can roll out a Jeep or something. And it showed the guys bailing out, and it was snowing, and they were fairly low. And they flew over, you know, it looked like three pyramids, kind of like in Egypt, except they were completely covered in snow. And then it showed, you know, them getting up, landing, and the parachutes coming down and, you know, collapsing and everything, and standing looking at this giant pyramid in the snow. It looked authentic to me. I mean, I don't know, but I'm going to try and find it. I was like, whoa, that looks pretty real. And it was just cell phone footage. It wasn't like government camera, you know, gun cameras or anything. It was just somebody's cell phone. But
have you ever looked at the Admiral Byrd stories?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I studied all that kind of stuff way before I got into any political stuff.
Yeah, the woo-woo, the crazy stuff, Really? That happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we prove it happened? No, you can't prove that anything happened.
No.
They won't let you go to Antarctica for one thing.
No. But, you know, I mean, we know they're liars.
I mean, there are tales of pyramids in Romania, you know, all over the Eastern Bloc, you know.
Well, the ones
Europe.
In the East over there in Bosnia, are the if they're real, they're the biggest ones so far.
I mean, way bigger
than Egypt.
Right, just huge. Yeah, what are they? What's your opinion, Ken? Are they like are these energy? Something to do with an energy, a type of energy,
I've been reading about them since I was in high school. I think that's the case. I think somehow they help balance the area. You know, I don't know. I think.
And most of them are built along ley line node points,
correct.
Right?
Yeah, and from other research I've done, apparently these pyramids, they're not just on Earth. They're all over our solar system. They're all over
Mars.
The place. They're on Mars. They're on the different moons. They're on our moon. There's a bunch of stuff out there. I've seen some photographs, some old photographic stuff from the early 60s, moon photography. Freaking mind-blowing stuff. I mean, unbelievable stuff. I've never seen before structures on the moon. And I mean, some of this stuff is like miles tall.
So is this the distraction?
What's that?
Is the distraction...
the distraction part. The story that I'm hearing from people who kind of do what we do, except on the strange side of stuff... investigative
okay.
reporters, what they're saying is they've kept this stuff in their pocket for a long time in case they ever needed it. Okay? If things went south, that they could pull this out, and it would be so amazing that it would totally distract from what's going on. And basically, this is what they said, what they have in Antarctica, and I don't know this to be true. I'm just passing along from people
right.
that... I've listened to and studied and read their books for 7 or 8 years, and I feel completely good about them. They have insiders. A lot of stuff has panned out. What they said is that they have discovered three layers of civilizations down there in one spot, and apparently, you know, the original spot is why the other, you know, civilizations went to that same spot. There's something there from the first one. But so it's basically miles deep. They had to go down miles. But there's three layers. They say three civilizations. One of them maybe just 10,000 years old, something like that. Another one a couple hundred thousand years old. And they're saying the bottom one, over a billion years old.
Oh, come on, Ken. We've only been on the planet for about 6,000 years, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And we were all formed from one little, you know, slimy thing in the ocean that turned into everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Do names like Michael Barra and Brandenburg and Childress come up to you? Yeah, okay. So you've kind of read. Yeah, we've kind of done the same little researching area. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's it. I just the footage was pretty good. And you know, if there ever was a time for a huge, huge, totally something now for something completely different distraction. We're getting pretty close to that point, I think.
We sure are.
Yeah. You know, one of their sayings is, it's not the really big stuff that we've got to keep hidden because it's so fantastic that, you know, most people will never believe it even if they put it in front of their face.
Oh, and that's
it's
just
the small stuff.
Absolutely. That's just their standard operating, you know, thing. People can't believe. They're so outrageous that it's hard to believe. That's one of their main getaway with things is they just do shit over the top.
Yep.
I know.
Thanks, Dan. That was very interesting.
Yeah, and where do we go from here? You know, we made it off the planet with pyramids and all that stuff. Mer Bailey's saying that, you know, we're steering the planet with them, or at least I think.
And we can go out as far as like the asteroid belt, where there's supposed to be a planet between Mars and Jupiter, but there's not. You know, there's space for one there, but all there is a big asteroid belt. Wonder what might have happened there. Maybe a planet exploded by some means, like some kind of Tesla technology or something. Who knows?
And see, one of the things is, which one's the distraction? Everybody goes, I don't like talking about aliens or woo-woo and this stuff because it's a distraction from the politics, right? The politics of, you know, we're taking your guns and your money and your food and your water and your house and your land and we're programming your kids, right? You know, okay. You know, and meanwhile, you got things like, you know, what I call the woo-woo, you know, when we talk about the pyramids, right? Where Joseph P. Farrell, he really opened my eyes one time in his, The Babylon Bankers book. He talked about how, the earth resonated power and that these temples were used as radio transmitters. And, you know, Tesla even bounced a little bit at free energy. So if we're sitting here running around chasing, you know, the boogeyman that's stealing our guns, our house, our land, our water, meanwhile, we don't go on any of that dang research that we need to go through as a society to get up to a more technologically advanced, right? Power is everything in my eyes. You know, if we can create power, you're free. You know, we can produce freedom with that.
So I think that's like the crux of the whole issue. It's all about power. It's all about generation and the control that comes with that. And if this technology that I'm convinced that they've already had for a long time, you know.
Oh, yes.
This
and what about
electrical
the power
type, you know, physics, the power thing is bye-bye for them, and that's all they got.
What
about the power that we have inherent in our own bodies? What about the power that we have inherent in ourselves that has been withheld and suppressed and not told about, you know, how to access it, how to use it? I believe that there is something inherent with that too. Because
coming.
We are electrical beings.
It's coming. It's coming out. Yeah, I agree.
Now you're talking about consciousness.
Yeah, it's
right.
Coming.
And
yeah.
The actual fact is that they tell us, well, telepathy isn't real, but y'all go into a room and, well, all of a sudden the person next to you says exactly what you're thinking, right? Have we been trained to not actually listen to that inner voice, right? You know, that's too woo-woo for, you know, Sunday morning. No,
why aren't they getting
not.
Our children younger and younger and younger ages? They're wanting to put them into preschool. Pretty soon it'll be in vitro school. You know, they'll be wanting to access your children inside the womb.
Hey, let me ask you something. Why doesn't the medical industry say something about infants looking at tablets? Because I'm telling you right now, it doesn't take a doctor to figure out that sticking a phone or a tablet in an infant's face is gonna mess them up.
Yeah.
Why no reports on that?
I don't know. Hey, the chat room, what is it? republicoftexas.chatango.com. Question ends up coming up is, what planet, what plane are we on? Good question. I have no concept of all the names of all the different planes. I think that they may exist. Planets, I bet you this dang ball we're sitting on right now has had many names, and will have them. So I don't know. Pick your own name.
Or are we talking about dimensional planes here? Just a slight shift in frequency.
Right. Is it a multiverse, or are we sitting in a universe since we're going all crazy? Right. You know. there you go. I don't know. I really don't know. But I know that, hell, I know it's an interesting conversation. We're going a little sideways. Or it's just the
right
direction.
Yeah, but, you know, we, like I said, you know, we've been in the elephant's womb in outer space, and, you know, that's, we're just going where we usually go.
I don't know.
You got any thoughts on this, Doc? We've been kind of spouting here. Have you looked into any of this, Doc? Have you heard about any of this?
Oh, yeah, and I think you guys are doing a great job with it. It's a pleasure just to be along for the ride. But they need a great big giant distraction. Things are going crazy. You know, just recently Donald Trump pulled him out of that crazy Paris Accord, and he didn't say we don't care about the atmosphere. He said we're not going to give our money away to people that are just doing whatever they want with it. And then guys like John Kerry came out and said the kids will have more asthma in the summer. Well, John Kerry is an absolute idiot to say something like that, because asthma's got nothing to do with the atmosphere or the summer. That's a whole different problem. The world's gone crazy. We got all the people, you guys were talking about all this racism stuff, and it's funny that the people that are screaming the loudest that everybody's a racist, they belong to the Latino caucus and the Black caucus and all these crazy little minority groups that are trying to segregate and break things up, yet they're calling everybody racist. So stuff like the Antarctica would be a wonderful distraction to take the heat off of all of them, and they need it right now.
Well, how about this? How about this little postulation? How about they have to continue, and they have to get harder with a crackdown, basically enslaving us and our minds, so that if this stuff does come out and, you know, and a little bit more of what you know we are capable of as beings on this planet or plane of existence, whatever you want to put it, what if we're starting to become more aware of what we can actually do, and the ones in power want to be the ones in power. They don't want everyone knowing that this is possible, that everyone can do this if they just are trained and have the knowledge of how to access the special parts of what makes them a living being. Like I said, I've talked about, I know what happens when an egg meets a sperm cell. You know, there's an instant reaction. Can I say what puts that spark of life into that? I don't know, because I haven't been told. But, Doc, once again, if I had the scientists, the labs, the technicians, and the researchers, I could probably figure it out. And some brilliant minds to sit around and bounce things off of, like what we do here, you know. If I had a room full of guys like this, we could pretty much solve anything, I think, if we had the means and the access to the technology.
Yeah, and we could have penguins. So, you know, that brings me back to the beginning of the show. Charlie Daniels puts out a great parable, right? The devil went down to Georgia, right? But the thing is, John Kerry is the devil, right? I'm not saying he's the devil, Christian devil, right? But he is part of it. And everybody out there is kind of like Johnny, right? You're going up against these guys, and you're going to go up against them. Well, maybe you're not going to go up against them, and the devil will come down to Georgia. And what if Johnny was kind of a wimp, right? Says, no, I don't want to play. Whatever you want, man. But I see there's two different types of people in the world. Ones that are willing to face the devil in front of them and say, hey, look, this is wrong, right? And maybe that's going to bump steer somebody. Maybe that's our fiddle, being able to talk about stuff. But, and I don't know. Okay, Alan. Maybe we could solve all the world's problems if we, you know, wouldn't we become the world's problem? It's that group of people that are bossing everybody around, you know, and I
like to think, you know, that, like I said, you know, there is no true altruism, I don't believe, you know. But I believe for some reason some of us have a more altruistic, you know, method to our madness than the ones who are currently in charge. You know, I would love to give free energy to everyone. You know, I'd love to be able to, you know, get high, you know, 800-volt capacitors and all this stuff and everything, which is some, you know, unless you know how to make them yourself, is a very technical piece of thing. To be able to, you know, try to draw energy from the earth to give it out, you know, like Tesla wanted to, you know, just beam it around. You know, all you can do is stick an antenna up in the air and, you know, and stick a wire in the ground, and you got power. You know, you don't have to, you know, be beholden and enslaved to the electric company, you know, every month. And, you know, those are not friendly people. You know, most of those electric companies, you know, are pretty much their own little armies. So
it seems like a long time ago, but when I got to Fredericksburg, gas was running around $5 a gallon. You know, traveling from California to Texas in an RV that got 8 miles to the gallon was kind of tough. I never really wanted to go into the gas station and go 400 on pump one. I was just kind of like, that even freaked out all the people in line. But but yeah, you know what that stirred, right? When I got to Fredericksburg and I met you, Alan, and I met a whole bunch of people, well, that's the music. I'll go ahead and hold it over for the, you know, the other side. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to call in, Republic of Texas Radio.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Joe Sell, let's run a car on something else because this dang gas is too expensive. Mm-hmm. And, I kind of want to say that they went too far, or maybe they were going too far, and then they had to drop the gas down to a crazy $1.50 a gallon, and that pushed everybody back into just driving their car and getting along. And I haven't heard much about alternate energy here locally in Fredericksburg, or anybody playing around with, you know, a super runs on water type thing, because it's only $1.50 a gallon. Well, now it's about $2.50 where we live, or $2.20, something around there. It was really crazy. I know you remember the time, right, Alan?
Oh yeah, you know, and you know what? My light reading at the moment, Steve, here is I'm reading a book by a guy named Paul Potter. It's called Anti-Gravity Propulsion Dynamics: UFOs and Gravitational Manipulation. Can I say that I understand everything this guy talks about? Well, no, because when I was in college taking physics and everything, it seemed like they were making everything so difficult and so hard to understand that you couldn't really grasp what, you know, how simple it should be. So, you know, can I grasp the concepts that this guy's trying to get across to me? Yeah, you know, because I've looked into, you know, you introduced me to, you know, guys like Don Smith, you know, and his, you know, his energy systems, you know, about high frequency resonance, you know, and superconductivity at basically, you know, room temperature along small wires, you know, a number 32 wire you can carry hundreds of thousands of volts in, you know, like a Tesla coil, you know, electron spin, you know, a Tesla coil has the L1 coil at the bottom, and everything goes up one direction, you know, so you get a very high voltage at the top end of your Tesla coil. If you move that primary coil to the middle of it and run current both directions, spin it opposite directions, you get high voltage at one end, and you get high amperage off the other side, depending on which way you spin an electron. Can I say that's absolutely true or not? Well, no, because I don't have access to high voltage capacitors and very high speed switching diodes and all this other, you know, special equipment that it would take to even try to replicate this guy's stuff. So, you know, would I love to be able to try to do it? Yeah, I'd love to have, you know, a room full of guys to sit around and bounce stuff off of and say, because, you know, supposedly everyone says it's not that difficult. You know, it's not that hard to grasp what, you know, how simple the universe is. They just make it seem so complicated that only a very few special people who are really, really smart, I guess, you know, even attempt to try to understand it. You know, I can't quite say.
Oh, I know what you're saying, right? I remember Joseph P. Farrell and his equations and so forth, and I go, I don't have the math. I have no math to do that. I can't wrap my head around it. Maybe that's the whole key, the deliberate dumbing down of America. I can understand the concept. Can't prove, can't disprove. Let's grab Caesar really quick before we hit the break. Caesar, are you there?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning. I think we're okay. What's up, man?
What's this? Wanted to ask you, what do you think about what happened in London yesterday? Do you think that was a Gladio scenario, or do you think that was MKUltra? What do you think?
Okay, hang on. Let's do the break, and then we'll go back to that, because I asked myself that very question when I saw it. So, well, let's see. Republic of Texas Radio.
Each little blessing in this life had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. It's Republic.